I'm ready.
Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process. It's rock and roll season. It is officially a rock and roll season, Wendy. 11/13, November the 13th is the day. And Wendy, how are you doing?
Doing good, Trey. Chris's birthday was yesterday. Christopher's birthday is tomorrow. So we're in our birthday season. This is our, we call it our birthday season. Everybody's birthday is between yesterday and February 8th, because that's your birthday.
A lot of birthdays late in the year.
Yep.
A lot of birthdays late in the year. Wendy.
Oh, we got Asa. We got Asa at the end of the month.
Yeah, Asa's, then Owen was the other day. Listen, this is for the Wendy. My name is Trey Davis. This is Wendy, my sister. If you have not listened, we get on here. We're talking about college football. Wendy typically has some interesting takes on football. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well out there. Wendy, I think Nacho will be on today to add a little spice to the life.
He always does.
Wendy, we're going to go through these games. We have Thanksgiving coming up. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. We're going to get into last week's games. I'll tell you what, let's wait until Chris gets on.
Okay.
Talk about the Alabama-LSU game. It was a game.
It was
something. We're just going to run down some of these scores from last week. I had a notebook that I had created on my laptop, but for some reason I can't find it. Wendy, one thing I did want to mention last week, you said that Auburn was the fourth or fifth best job open.
Yeah.
Would you like to expand on that? Any that got a couple of reaction, a couple of scoffs, if you will.
No, oh, we did. Well, I didn't. I don't know. Here's the thing. Auburn to me has gone through. How many coaches now are we on? We're right on number four. I think this is four. And it actually feels like the people that take the Auburn job don't really want the Auburn job. They want the buyout. Okay. And we're not going to talk about it yet, but we just saw what Auburn can do when they've got a coach that actually cares about the team. In my personal opinion. Okay. My personal opinion. But if you look at the jobs available, you've got LSU, pretty much a one state fan base. You've got Florida, which is money. There's so much money there. Now you've got Mike Norvell got fired at Florida State. Now you've got Florida State open. You've got Penn State open, another one-state fan base. I mean, you're in Alabama, you're constantly going against the machine that is the University of Alabama. And I just don't know if it's as popular of a job as the other ones are, okay? That's what I think. Now, Nick Saban's not there anymore, but we've kind of picked up right where we've left off. So to speak, we got a few more games, but so to speak, I just personally don't think that Auburn, when you've got these other jobs, ranks up that high with them. What Auburn does have is a fan base. They got a fan base that shows up, and I mean shows out. They do have that. That's my take.
Well, I just wanted to clear that up because, I mean, some people were very interested in that comment, Wendy. Nacho's in the room. I'm going to get Nacho. Let's get him in here. Let's see here. Chris Arnold is back.
What's going on? There he is.
What's going on, Nacho?
Man, same old stuff, you know. Can to can't, working from can to can't.
That's right. Well, listen, me and Wendy were talking last week. She said that Auburn was the fourth or fifth best job open. She clarified it with Auburn is just the fourth or fifth best hiring job out there. Florida State has now come open. Chris, let's get into the game, the gumbo game of last week, and that was the Alabama Crimson Tide versus the LSU Bengal Tigers. The stadium's crunked up. It's 6:30. Mm-hmm. It's dark. Alabama comes out. Chris, I'm going to hear your breakdown of the game. Alabama wins the game 20-9. Alabama does cover. Chris, your thoughts on the Crimson Tide's game last week?
I thought it was anytime we beat LSU, let me say this first. Anytime we beat LSU, it's a great game. Anytime. LSU has crept up in my mind as one of the teams that we despise these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be Tennessee, but that rivalry's gotten a little lopsided. It still is, don't get me wrong, but LSU's kind of been the one that's been our, I don't want to say bugaboo, but our, you know, They've ran us up a few times. I did think Alabama would cover. I think I texted you that, Trey.
Yeah.
I thought they would score more than 20. Kind of an ugly game, but look, you can't argue with the result, right?
Yeah.
I think Jam Miller's broken. Actually, I don't think Jam Miller's broken. Let me. You ready to go down the rabbit hole?
Please.
I think that this is what Kalen DeBoer and Grubb are. They are a pass heavy unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the guys that they want on the offensive line are not the guys that we currently have. I don't think they're a pound, ground and pound, traditional powerhouse, run the ball kind of offense whatsoever. And they're trying to do that, maybe to appease the fan base, maybe to keep them honest, but it's not working. Mm-hmm. The plays that they want to run are not the kind of plays that we're used to seeing. And so that it's translating. I think in 1 to 2 more years, you're going to see more of DeBoer and Grubbs, offensive line kind of guys, more of athletes than just big move you over kind of guys. So we'll see where that goes. But that's what I think is the problem with our run game. It doesn't, our run style for the past, since we've ever known Alabama football until now, is completely flipped on its head.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, the running game is just not good. Any way you want to shape it, I don't know what it is. Wendy, what's your breakdown of the game? Let's go.
Well, and I agree with everything Chris is saying, but at the end of the day, we have to run the ball. I mean, all this passing and all this stuff's great. Well, Ty Simpson didn't have a great game, right? We saw that. We still managed to win. I'm with Chris. A win's a win. I'll take it every day. But at the end of the day, we've got to be able to run the ball to take some of that pressure off of Ty Simpson every single time, second and long. I mean, it's not second and 5, second and 6, second and 4. It's second and 9, second and 11. We're constantly putting pressure on Ty Simpson to have to go out here and make a play on the second down. And it's I don't think it's going to be able to get us through the entire run of a national championship run.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Jam Miller has not been the same since he got knocked out at South Carolina. No. They brought him back the next week to play, I think, against Tennessee. Should have never brought the kid back. I'll stand on that. Give the guy a week off, if not 2 weeks off. Right. The guy's not been the same. Our running game is terrible. I don't know if they don't emphasize it or it's just we just don't do it well. Whichever way it is, I'll say this. I thought Ty Simpson, I was really close to Ty Simpson having a Heisman moment. Y'all were in the text thread with me. I'm sitting there going, okay, when he drove us down in the second quarter to score right before we go into half, I said, Ty Simpson is about to come out, make 3 or 4 throws. We're going to blow these guys out by 20 points, mm-hmm. and he's going to have a Heisman moment. What does Ty Simpson do? Ty Simpson looked a little lost out there and missed a couple of really wide open passes. Ty Simpson, calm down, man. Just calm down. And I'll say this. I'm not convinced that these guys don't have too much on Ty Simpson. I know I've said on this before, he can handle this kind of stuff. But when you've got 756 motions and this guy going this way and this guy going this way, we need to end the football game to pick up 4 or 5 yards. We ran a double reverse pass.
Right.
I mean, this is to end a football game, and we're running double reverse passes. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's ridiculous. Take a little bit off Ty Simpson, and I'm talking about the playbook, maybe the playbook load, and make some of these things a little bit more simpler. I still think Ty Simpson, and I'll finish with this on the Alabama game. You were waiting on Alabama to finish the game. Well, guess what we did against Missouri? You're waiting on them to finish the game. They didn't. Tennessee, right. I thought they finished a little bit better.
Right.
South Carolina, you had to come back on. Alabama just has not hit these guys in the jugular much this year. I know it's close games. But all in all, I was really pumped up about the defense. I thought the defense – sometimes it looks like there's 30 defensive players out there. And you got to love that as a defensive coordinator. I thought the defense played good. Sure. I thought our guys played hard. And LSU's not a bad team. We've talked about this 100 times. LSU's not that bad. Alabama covers – and all in all, was it a kind of a boring game? Sure. Was it nearly exciting as that Tennessee game was? No, not at all. But Alabama does get the win. What else?
But they've continued to win. They found
ways
to win the game. So that's all that matters right there. But you're right. Defense, thank God, they look great. They
yeah.
really, defense finally looks like it's clicking. The offense, you're right. And if you notice that anytime you think that we're going to route somebody or you bring up here he comes for the Heisman, it's like Trey is the official jinx of the time.
Yes, every time. Every time. He needs to stop talking. But here's the
rock
thing.
And roll, baby.
Let me say this on the defense. I feel this way. Defense won Alabama the game. I mean, in my opinion, defense won Alabama the game. That and Gus, whoever their quarterback was, their starting quarterback, I know they ended up putting the backup in. He's not that good, in my opinion. I've watched him play the last four or five games. I don't think the kid's that good. I think their backup, had the backup started the game, that game may look a little bit different. But the LSU quarterback looked very lost at times. I mean, very, very lost at times. But at the end of the day, our defense stepped up when they needed to. But we're about to go into a game, and I know we got other things to talk about, where our offense is going to have to step up. They're going to have to step up.
So the LSU quarterback is Nussmeier. I always call him Mettenberger. But Barry told me earlier in the year, Mettenberger played like 10 years ago. Nussmeier. Yeah. All these guys run together, or I'm losing it. But, yeah, Nussmeier did not look good.
No, but also, like with Ty Simpson, remember after the Florida State game, he came out and said how they were doing yoga breathing exercises. We need to go back to the breathing exercises. He looked a little bit more rattled, ran backwards a few times. I don't like that. Let's get back into the yoga breathing exercises that y'all were doing after Florida State, and let's get more zen going. Because at the end of the day, Trey, we've got a big game against Oklahoma this week, and our offense is going to have to play better against their defense. But I will say this, the Alabama defense looked magnificent against LSU. Magnificent.
We have to play a complete game from start.
Yes.
To start.
Yes.
We haven't done that in a few weeks, clearly. You know, we 1 through 4. Let's be consistent.
Well, yeah, you say we haven't done that lately, Chris. We've only done it for maybe 2 of the games we played.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're being honest.
Florida State, we look like a complete team then.
Yeah. We didn't look complete against Missouri. I mean, really, Tennessee, to me, is the most complete game we've played, in my opinion.
Probably so.
Well, but yeah, look how good the Vanderbilt win looks now. I mean, the Vanderbilt win looks pretty good. I mean, these wins look good. We're just kind of calling it as we see it. Look, y'all, we're going to move on because we got to get to this next week's games. We're just going to run down, Chris. I know you probably watched the show. This is the point where I'm just going to run down the scores. Mm-hmm. Typically, Wendy does not have much to say about it, but we're going to run down the scores, and we're not sure which games we're going to talk about, but I'm just going to run them down. No particular order. Texas A&M goes into Missouri. This is last week. Texas A&M goes into Missouri. Texas A&M wins 38-17, Wendy, in a game that A&M, as you say, looks good on paper and passes the eye test.
Yes.
Texas A&M continues to roll. Wendy and Chris, what's up?
A&M's good.
It's
good. They are. They normally by this time of the year they trip up. They're good.
They're good. Yep.
Yeah. Very. Good
ball.
Very, very dynamic. And we're gonna have to talk about A&M, y'all. We're going. Yep. I'm not ready yet, but we are gonna have to. The Georgia Bulldogs and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Georgia goes to Mississippi State and beats Georgia wins 41-21, Wendy, in a game I think that was a little bit more of a blowout. I didn't see much of this game. I think everybody thought, you know, would Mississippi State have a little bit of a letdown after their win? Is Georgia tired? Georgia actually goes out there and basically face plants them, and Georgia could be getting on a roll. They take care of Mississippi State.
Did you hear Lane Kiffin at halftime of his game? You know, they Ole Miss played the Citadel, and their local radio station guy comes up to Lane Kiffin at halftime and asks him about the score. And he goes, "I'm just glad Georgia's boat racing Mississippi State." And he's like, "Oh, you meant our game? You meant our game?" Lane Kiffin, this guy.
Right.
Crazy. That was hilarious.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Lane Kiffin's
you meant our game?
Yeah. Lane Kiffin must be checking his personal phone on the sideline.
Yes.
Probably is. All right, let's get to a bigger game. Let me just knock this one out. Kentucky blasts Florida off the map.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kentucky goes to 4-5, and I think it's Mark Stoops up there. I mean, he's getting his kids to play. I kind of like that. I'm kind of like the Stoops guy with Kentucky. They keep kind of playing. But the last game we're going to talk about last week is the Auburn.
A
football Tigers and their Tigers. New coach, DJ Durkin, go up to Nashville and Vanderbilt, Wendy. Auburn loses in overtime, 38-45. Auburn has been a great defensive team all year, could not stop Vanderbilt, but guess what? Vanderbilt could not stop Auburn, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt does pull out the Wendy victory. Wendy, I'm going to start with you, and then we'll bust down to Chris Arnold. What did you think about the Auburn football Tigers? And will DJ Durkin be the new coach?
Listen, this is such an Auburn thing to do, where they get rid of a coach that really didn't care, in my opinion, because I don't think he did. And we're 3 weeks away from playing them, and they've decided they're going to become a complete football team. I mean, this is such an Auburn thing to do. Any way that Auburn can figure out how to screw Alabama, trust me, they're going to do it. And they did it by firing Hugh Freeze 3 games before they play us. Auburn looked good. Auburn looked the way that I think the Cumbits, you, a lot of football fans, couch football fans, thought Auburn was supposed to look this year. You know what I mean? They gave Arnold, they gave the backup.
Did you say the Cumbits?
Isn't that a word? What are the people,
right? The incumbents?
It's the pundits. It's the pundits.
The pundits. Nice. Yeah, those guys. The pundits and the couch coaches like myself, Arnold, and Trey, they looked exactly like we thought they were going to look. You see what I'm – this is what we thought they were going to do. Did y'all see these catches Coleman was out there making? I mean, it was like – this looked like an NFL game, that Auburn was playing in an NFL game. They look better than they've looked all season. And, of course, we play them in 2 weeks. But this is the Auburn that Auburn was supposed to be. So, for the fan base, I'm excited. Honestly – I know it says L on the scoreboard. If I'm an Auburn fan, it's a win. If I'm an Auburn fan, that was a win. Those kids played hard. Go ahead.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. And it just shows that Hugh Freeze was the problem.
Yep.
He called the plays. He was in the way. It was all crap. Get him out, and look what happened.
Yep.
Now, DJ Durkin, I don't know if he's going to be the coach or not.
Right.
He definitely can build a case. A couple more wins, who knows?
Yeah.
Who else are they going to get?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as Wendy's concerned, you know, some shrimp fisherman from Louisiana is the only person that'll take the Auburn job. But
there are better jobs in front of them this year. There's openings. Yeah. They're bigger jobs.
Yeah, but some of this comes down to fit. Like, I don't look at Penn State or Oklahoma State or UCLA as competitive jobs. Those are different worlds. Those are different planets. Now, who I would compete with is – I agree with you. Florida is a competitor of Auburn. Florida mm-hmm. State is a competitor of Auburn. Mm-hmm. And LSU is a competitor of Auburn. But I think LSU kind of sits off down there by itself. It's its own animal. And I would agree. These three teams, Auburn, Florida, and Florida State, you have a proximity there. Those probably three guys are probably looking to close to kind of the same guy. I agree with you. I think the hard thing with Auburn now is if all these players get bought into DJ Durkin,
yeah,
and all these players love DJ Durkin, and this athletic director comes in and says, by the way, y'all's new coach is Summerall. Do we have anarchy on the team? Does everybody get, well, this is not my guy, I'm leaving. I mean, you've got a really dicey situation with the way these things have all happened. And it's going to be fascinating to watch and see what happens.
Auburn has to do something here, though. They have to hire somebody. They've hired too many bad coaches in a row. They have to do something.
That program
is going to sink more.
Yep. And listen, I was pulling for Auburn in that game because I cannot stand to hear the name Diego Pavia one more time. Like, I wanted to just put Pavia in his place, have him go away. Mm-hmm. Like, you lived your moment. You had your time. You know what I mean? Let's show him up. But I'm going to tell you this. I mean, they had to play to beat Auburn. They had to play.
Oh, yeah.
Because this Coleman kid, Trey has said it all year. I finally watched him. This Coleman kid is the real deal. This kid is making trick catches like I've never seen. And having a coach out there that can figure out how to utilize him, he can win a game all right by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that running quarterback did great. But whoever the running quarterback was. All right, let's get to this week's games. Let's rock and roll. No particular order. Let's just blast these out. Because Mom told me last week she listens to this to figure out who's playing, so we do have to mention some of these games. South Carolina goes to Texas A&M at 11 o'clock.
What do you think, Arnold?
I think Texas A&M blows them out. I don't think it's much of a game at all.
Yeah, and let now South Carolina let go of their offensive coordinator. Let's see if they can find something, some offensive magic. Arkansas goes to LSU, would be a big win for Arkansas, and LSU, as we've stated before, my God, what a dumpster fire down there. Arkansas at LSU.
I'm going to call Arkansas in that game. I think all the wind out of their sails, you know, their last big game for LSU was us. I don't see it getting any better. I actually think Arkansas can go in there and win this game.
I think they can too. But it's always a close game. This is always a close game.
Yeah.
You know, no matter if there's one that's good, there's one that's bad, it's usually pretty close.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think Arkansas, they've got them in a prime spot to steal a W.
Yeah.
LSU is going to kill them. Florida versus Ole Miss. Florida goes to Ole Miss. Little bugaboo for Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin lost this game last year. Lane Kiffin really can't afford, I mean, he probably could afford a loss. This is kind of a get-back game. Does Ole Miss stay on top of Florida this year?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
The bugaboo game on it, y'all. I mean, this is about the time of year that that Ole Miss start, like, they'll just have the worst game of the year. You know what I mean? Some way, somehow, they need to win it, and they can't figure out how to win it. It is about that time for Ole Miss. On paper, Ole Miss is the better team, but, y'all, Florida will just decide one day to wake up and play good football. It's the wildest thing, this Florida team this year. They just, okay, well, we're going to play good today. Like, it's the wildest thing I've ever been a part of with this Florida team.
But Wendy, after looking at that Kentucky thing last week, I mean, these people, if Ole Miss loses this game, bigger problems ahead. All right, two of the prime matchups of the weekend. We have the Texas Longhorns, who has just survived this season, however they've survived the season, goes into Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia, to face the Georgia Bulldogs, Wendy. Georgia looks like they're creeping up, looks like they're finding their edge. Texas has the players. What do y'all think is going to happen at 6:30 on ABC this weekend? Wendy, what's up?
I'm going to go off to Nache first. Nache, what do you think?
Well, I think that John Bell of Widespread Panic is singing the national anthem at his school.
Wow.
And so I think Georgia wins by 200. It's not even close. Just because of John Bell.
Okay.
How'd you find that out? What is it, just on these feeds you're on?
There's this brand new invention called the internet, and they send things out, and I found it. You know,
you think they'll put it on ABC? I mean, will we see any of it, or we'll have to get footage from the stadium?
I mean, we don't normally see the national anthems unless it's like a playoff game, right? I mean,
well, actually, they've been playing them more lately. Chris and I have talked about, me and my husband talked about that this past game. The last two Alabama games, they've actually showed the national anthem. So we might get lucky and see it.
What about this? What about John Bell sings the national anthem, and as soon as the national anthem hits, they go into chilly water? And, I mean, you've got 100,000 people there, and the place goes crazy. Now, would be fun. You want to get them going, do that.
That could potentially happen because Sam Holt, who was Mike Hauser's guitar tech, runs the sound and the music at the games in the stadium every Saturday.
So, wow.
There's potential for it. I mean, I'll send this to Sam. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. I mean, because listen, you want to talk about epic. They would do late breaking news to get into that. If you have 100,000 people that just so happen to know chilly water and start throwing water everywhere, that would be insane. Listen, great football game coming up. Georgia just has the heavy. Huh?
Is that where game day is, or are they in Tuscaloosa?
They're not in Tuscaloosa.
I don't know.
I don't get ESPN. ESPN. I'm firing all those people. Don't have YouTube. Don't have ESPN. Can't watch the Alabama basketball game tonight. At first, I was mad at Disney and ESPN. Now I'm starting to get mad at YouTube. This has gotten so out of control that I don't know what to do. What's y'all's solution to this YouTube problem?
Game day's at Notre Dame at Pittsburgh.
Okay, that's what I was. Yeah, that is boring, isn't it? That's terrible.
Yeah, all right.
You've got all these good games. Listen, let me, Trey, here's the problem. You got to suck it up like the rest of us did and go Hulu Live because ESPN owns Hulu, so you're never going to get a break in anything. You're just going to have to suck it up. You're going to have to get over not having the quad box and just hope that eventually we get a quad box for Hulu because that it just is what it is. ESPN wants the whole thing. They don't want half of it. They want to push this all to their platforms. And the only way to do it, they don't do this any other time of the year until football starts because this country runs off college football, especially the Southeastern Conference.
I was full on YouTube TV, all in, loved it, you know, would talk it up to everybody, loved the quad boxes, loved it all. This has ruined me with them. I know it's not Google's fault, but it you know, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I need to watch games.
Yeah.
So I dropped it. I'm on Hulu. It's taken me a week and a half almost to adjust, but I'm starting to get into it. I like it.
You went to Hulu Live.
I made the switch.
Yeah, and it's the same price. I mean, the price isn't any different. Like, it's not like you're paying $600 for it, you know?
All right, well, I might have to do that.
Listen, I want to get back to this Georgia-Texas game. I'm not gonna make my decision based off of widespread panic dude singing the national anthem. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to make my decision based on... Trey said a couple weeks that Texas might actually be finding their stride. They might be finding their stride. But the only thing I want to talk about a minute, because we only got one more game after this one, so we can hone in on this, and I want everybody's opinion. As an Alabama fan, Trey hates this. Hopefully Chris will indulge me. As an Alabama fan, I personally believe that we need Texas to lose to get completely out of the conversation. Like, we beat Georgia. That game's already been won. We don't have to play Texas. We've already beat Georgia. To me, Georgia getting Texas their third loss, second in the SEC, they've also lost to Florida, kind of gets Texas out of that conversation of being in the college football playoff. I've already beat Georgia. I've already got that W on my schedule.
What's the question?
My question is, as Bama fans, do we need Georgia to win or do we need Texas to win?
We need Georgia to win because it makes our win over Georgia look better.
That's right.
And, you know, time you can beat Texas, even to the casual college football fan, it's a big deal.
Yes.
Texas is not, they're not playoff ready this year. We all know that.
Right.
Might be finding something, but they're not a playoff team. They're not.
Right.
They're not.
Yep. I just want to make sure my brain is working in the right way.
Okay, that's a good question. Wendy, who you got winning the game, Texas and Georgia? Barry's listening, by the way.
Georgia, but I think it's going to be a close game. So I think it's going to be about by seven, but I think Georgia.
Nacho.
I got Georgia, man. I got Georgia, no doubt.
He said Georgia by 200, Trey. He's already said.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot. John Bell will be leading us off that day. Listen, Georgia, I don't think Archie Manning is as bad as people think that he is. He had a real bad first couple of games, and that is what people look at, and I think it's the bigger picture. I do think Georgia, it plays elite-level defense and probably really can confuse Arch Manning. It's on the road. This is a terrible spot for Texas, in my opinion, and I think Georgia has some really good football players. I look for Georgia to win the football game. I think it's going to be a little bit closer because I don't think Georgia's offense is really that good. I don't care they scored 41 points last week. And Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah.
I love the kid, but there's nothing dynamic about their offense. So it's still going to be a close game. Give me Georgia to win it. Wendy, the big head knocker is the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma will be traveling the highway to Alabama and Saban Field, 2:30 ABC. Oklahoma beats Alabama and knocks Alabama out of the playoffs last year. This was not just a loss. This was a you will not be playing in the playoffs loss.
Yeah.
Embarrassed Alabama.
Yeah.
Here comes Oklahoma again. When I'm talking about a defense, and I've said it a million times, this defense ain't no joke. It appears they know the plays that are coming, but Oklahoma is no joke. They got the players. They got good colors. Can Oklahoma win? Can Alabama revenge the loss from last year? Nacho, start with you.
Let me start here. Alabama has never beaten Oklahoma regular season.
Ever.
It's never happened.
Regular season never happened.
It's never happened.
But you talk about a bugaboo, Trey.
Also, think about this. This is probably Oklahoma's biggest test down the stretch, obviously. They lose one more game, they're out of playoff contention.
Bingo.
It's a big deal for them, too.
Yep.
A lot going on. And plus, it also kind of brings up, what's their coach's name?
Brent Venables.
You know, there might be some questions there if he loses this game. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying he's getting fired, but there's a lot of, the seat gets warmer for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens there. I think it's a good game. I think Alabama's going to have to run the football. If we play like we did last week against Oklahoma's defense, we're in trouble.
Yep.
We need a complete game, a clean game. Being at home helps drastically. But the Tide finally gets their first W against Oklahoma.
Well,
Tide is going to win it. Wendy, what you got? We're running out of time.
I was going to bring up that same stat, and that scares me a little bit. Like, it's not like we've played them a lot the regular season, but we've not been able to figure out how to beat them. You know, Alabama doesn't have that many bugaboos. Some big things I think have to happen. Our defense has to play like they played last week, and we're going to have to get some turnovers. Their quarterback, started off a little shaky when he came back from his injury, but he's statistically gotten better as the weeks have gone on, and now he's had another week off in between to kind of get that situation handled. So the quarterback is still an issue. So our defense is going to have to show up for us. I have to have a big game out of the defense. But I'm with Arnold. Our offense is going to – they're going to have to run the ball, but we're also going to have to complete some of these passes that we've not been able to complete the past game. We're going to have to get these long balls. He's going to have to get his breathing in check. Calm down a little bit, because really, Trey, the point is LSU showed pressure almost every time. And he's
right about that, by the way. You said LSU was going blitz on every play. You were right. Go ahead.
And they did. And I believe, and that's what happens when you have a team that has nothing to lose. LSU's not going anywhere. So I do think we'll see a game that has to be coached a little bit differently, because throwing the kitchen sink at us, again, like he said, it's got playoff implications for Oklahoma. If they lose to us, they're out of the conversation. So it's going to be a wild game, but our offense is going to have to play, like Chris said, a complete game, and we're going to have to run the ball.
Our defense can keep them in check. Because this quarterback, everybody talks about how great this quarterback is. I haven't seen it out of this kid.
Right.
He had decisions. I know he got hurt, and he was a little, you know, it's hard to play hurt, especially when it's a hand injury. Get it. But if our defense plays like they did against LSU, I mean, we could potentially go the 38-17 route.
Right.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But
38-17.
I think Oklahoma's going to score off turnover, at least.
Yeah.
And listen, here's the thing about Oklahoma we got to understand right now. Do not let them get going. And what I mean by that is that defense, don't let the defensive guys get going. Because if they get cranked up, it is going to be a problem. We have to really design some stuff to slow these guys down. Don't let this defense get ahead of us. And we might have to move Ty Simpson some. I think if you stick Ty Simpson back there at a 7-step drop, whatever these drops are, and just put him in a place that these guys will absolutely annihilate him. I think you need to move him out of the pocket, figure out a way to get him tired, hit him with a deep ball, hit some draws, get our, you know, like I said, I think Alabama's going to win this football game. This is what I love about college football. This is going to be a physical football game. This is not your 12 o'clock Pac-12 game where everybody's just scoring 60 points. You better buckle your chin strap, get your knee pads down on your knees, and get ready to hammer it out. I like Alabama. I'm sticking with Alabama this year. It's a race to 28. I'm sticking with that. Whoever scores 28 points first will win the football game. I've got the Alabama Crimson Tide dropping the hammer and punching their ticket to the playoff. Do y'all see that happening or not?
I agree. I think it's a 27-20 neighborhood unless we get a couple turnovers on defense. I'm going to talk multiple, but we got to limit three and out, especially early.
Yes.
Three and out. Stay on the field a little bit. Like you said, wear down the defense. If we can do that, even if we don't score, if we take some longer drives and wear them down, we got it.
Yep,
what are y'all's plans for the weekend? Wendy, what's your plans for the weekend?
I'm watching football, Trey. That's what I do every weekend.
Are you going to be watching it upstairs, downstairs?
Downstairs. That's my man. It's a man cave, but it's a woman football fan cave is what it is. So there's some early.
I got to be in my spot in the den. No one else can sit there. Like, my family knows. Don't even try it.
Yep.
If people come over, I'm like, you can't sit there. I'm sorry. You got to move. That's my spot.
Yep.
All right, you'll be in your spot. I'll be here Saturday. What I'm thinking about is I've got a yard cleanup day. We've got leaves. I've got to get out there and get yard cleaned up, and probably the Christmas tree will come out. And I told Destiny I'm sleeping on this game at 2:30 because I'll get going on all this stuff. And if I get going on it, I won't want to come back and watch the game. I'm going to try to get up early on Saturday morning, bug the neighbors, get the yard cleaned up, throw away the bunch of stuff we need thrown away, and rock and roll for the game. Listen, we'll catch up with y'all next week. Everybody out there, Gina, you left us a message, and I always say we'll play the messages. I'm sorry. I got the message. Just the timing of this didn't work out to play that message. We'll play it next week. We might get on here on Sunday. Everybody out there, y'all have a good weekend. See y'all later.
Roll Tide. Thank you, Chris, for coming on. We love
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me. Thanks
good to
having
see
me.
You again, Chris. We'll catch back up. Love y'all. See you later.
Love you. Roll Tide.